from the shores of the duck pond in beautiful downtown Anaheim, California.
Quack, 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 quack.
And now, here is your host, Big Bone!
Back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where a cowboy can ride with sidekick at his side. I'm back in the saddle again. Scott King.
Scott King. Well, hell, you wrote about your song. Scott King and Penny.
Scott and Penny, yeah. Yep, I mean, I like Gene and Roy, but Scott. Yeah.
Oh,
Scott had a plane.
Well, I know, but that's more contemporary.
But Gene Autry owned the Angels.
That's right.
Yep.
Right across the street.
Yeah. He was a smart businessman. What did you just do?
I hurt my hand.
Your playing hands?
No, I'm faint. I'm faint.
All right, we're back from the old world. Yeah, we've been traveling around, haven't we?
A lot of medieval cities.
Medieval cities.
Since I last saw you.
I know you went.
I went
sightseeing in the old world.
Yeah, Avignon.
Yeah, yeah.
Saint Paul de
Vence. Oh, yeah. Listen to him speaking French over there. I'm telling you.
Did you buy a place over there yet?
Oh, not yet.
I was going surfing, but then a hurricane hit Ireland.
God.
Yeah.
Global warming.
You think? Baby.
Yeah.
Hurricanes going the wrong way.
Hello.
Oh, duh. Yeah. No, but we made it back.
Yeah.
But it was a good run. Yeah. Finishing up out here?
Yeah, we got Anaheim, then we have Santa Barbara on Wednesday, and Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now we're coming around a turn here.
Big crowd out there.
But Anaheim, we're in big.
Big crowd.
Big crowd here.
Big crowd, yeah. Tailgating going
on.
When was the
last time we played here?
2005.
Yeah, we looked
about
that.
I know. No, I had it right on the tip of my. I had it right up here on the tip of my tongue.
Thank you, Buffett News.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Buffett News does it again. I use Buffett News a lot.
.com.
I use it to find out where we're going.
I know. I use it to find out lyrics in my song.
Yeah, I know. Last time you did it, you use it every. We do set lists, remember?
We do.
Yeah, we
use it all the time.
Cheeky leaks.
I have to compare set lists to.
Yeah, exactly.
Tiki Leaks.
Yeah, Tiki Leaks.
That's where
all right, everybody's sharp today here.
They are. Welcome back, fellas.
Jet lag's over. We're done from the. That East Coast is behind us. We're out here.
That's right. We're out here on the West Coast.
Big carrier again for a couple shows.
Thought I was in the Smoky Mountains.
What are you going to do when you're doing off?
Huh?
What are you going to do? You got a couple of days off. What are you going to do?
I have family around
here. Yeah, so you hadn't really decided what you're doing.
Oh, no.
They hadn't decided for you.
It is not my decision.
I know that.
A note will be left under my door.
Yeah. What are you doing? I am doing this.
Yeah. I am doing this. But you know what I'm hoping I'm doing?
What?
I'm hoping I'm going up and then surf a little bit because it's really nice out there.
But you can't bet on that.
I can't bet on that, no.
Jane, if you're listening.
That's what I'd like to do. But I don't know what I'm going to be doing.
Jane, if you're listening.
I got kids,
Jimmy
dogs,
would like to
relatives.
Go surfing. Something new.
That means we'll see
something
you the
16th. Something new and interesting. Hey. It's like you work for her now, huh? Is this what's going on?
How about some questions?
Well, let's get to the mail. Hey, let's get to the mail.
Who do you work for, Bog?
What?
Kendall Hamilton. Bing!
What?
Congrats on the recent hole-in-one.
Yes.
How many aces have you made, and how was the golf in Dublin?
That was my first one.
First one.
First hole in one. Yeah.
How was the golf in Dublin?
The golf in Dublin was good. I played well and it was beautiful.
I heard it was windy.
It was a bit windy, but my little Mulligan Downs course with all the rough in there, it helps because
you knew how to manage that course.
I managed the course all right. Yeah, we had a good time and the weather was good and then we ate.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you do in golf? So you play golf and you go eat.
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I had a sandwich.
Didn't you do anything?
No, but we ate some really good restaurants in Dublin. Yeah.
Oh, good, all right.
What else?
Well, this is Cap. Bing Bong, what's your all-time favorite car or truck you've owned?
Car and truck that I have owned?
Car or truck you've
car
owned.
Car or truck. My favorite was my 1952 Chevy 5-1 to pickup in Key West.
That's the one that was in the... It was on the album cover.
$150 I paid
$150.
But then I went on a long tour. They put me on one of those dartboard management tours.
Uh-huh.
And I was gone for about 3 months, and I came back. And it looked like it was a wreck, but it really ran. And I got home, uh-huh. and they towed my car and crushed it at the junkyard.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. That's a sad story.
Sad story. Sad story. That's why I love that truck. I went out to the junkyard and I bought it back and used it as a coffee table.
Bad luck when you came home and your car was crushed.
Well, the other one was like the ceiling fell in on my head and the house I was living in. And then Sunshine called me and said, "You give me up, get up there, and you got money, go somewhere." And somebody called me and said, "You want to go to Rio?" And I went, "Yes." And I went to Rio de Janeiro, and you know, I got out of that house. And then things started turning around.
Oh, good.
I got a new car. I got a new ceiling.
Oh, good.
It's great. Yeah. How come I'm not getting to ask you any questions?
Well, that was one of my questions.
Why did I answer it?
Well, because it's just big
here.
And bald.
Give me that question. Bong.
Yeah. What's my favorite car?
What's your all-time favorite car or truck? It's the same question.
An 1800 ES Volvo sports car. It's pretty.
Oh, I remember that. Do you still have it?
No. It got hurt.
Oh, it got hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here you go. Barb Potter, Bing and Bong, what do you think of the no beach ball rule in the London Palladium? Hands up. I didn't even know there was.
I didn't know there was one.
Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah.
People brought them in, and the ushers made them.
I was just saying.
Oh, really? We're not going back there then.
Don't go that far. It was just very English. Maybe we can talk to them about it.
Yeah, well, I don't notice it unless I get hit.
Huh?
I don't notice the beach balls unless I get hit.
I didn't even know that. I knew there was a little fisticuffs in the crowd. I heard about.
You heard about it. Did you see it?
I did not see it, but I heard it was a couple of female pugilistic people.
Really?
Yeah. Australian and an English woman. Might have been some bad blood there, or maybe some good whiskey. One of the
other. Maybe both.
Yes, could have been. No more fighting at our shows. Yeah. Come on.
Cody Adams, Bing, how did Escape to Margaritaville opening night go?
It went great. It really was good. So it's going everywhere.
That's right.
It's going like the big towns, little towns. But I will say this, the cast is incredible. You know, they're much younger than the cast on Broadway, but that youthful exuberation brings something to it.
Yeah.
And they really were great. Audience was very, very receptive. And what I really liked about it is the band is really good, and the whole band is on stage now.
Nice.
So it's kind of unique. It's like going to the band is playing, and you're seeing the band play, which is not usual in a production like that. So I really like that.
All right, good. All right. Excellent. Yeah. Well, so anyway,
where are they headed next? I think they were just in D.C., and now they're heading to...
you want to know?
Utica, New York, but yeah, it's up on the internet.
Let me check it out.
Margaritaville.com.
Tell us where they're playing.
For some dates.
My phone off.
We got a stretch here. Oh, God.
Wires everywhere.
Anyway.
It's Florida.
They're going 2 days in Auburn, Alabama. I know that.
I know that. Yeah. I like those little ones, but they're going to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
They are. Yeah, woosh. I did.
You think anybody's going to yell "Suey Pig" at my show?
They will when they say. They probably will.
You think they will?
Yeah.
Where in the show is somebody going to, if they have a little too much to drink in Fayetteville, where would they do the Suey Pig? Do you think
as an alumni
that holds a prestigious award from your alma mater?
As the curtain opens.
They probably would do it.
I know.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
My head hurt, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus. No.
No. No.
What are they going to do?
Why don't we get drunk?
Pigs. That's right.
You know what? I'm going to teach our new JD to do it there.
All right. Nice.
Why don't we get drunk?
Suey.
If he does that, he'll bring the house down.
There you go. Get that
note
call
to sell.
I'm gonna get
you know those producers. Are you?
Yeah, get me the coast.
Get you the coast. You are the coast.
Oh, I am. Okay. I'm the coast.
And hey, who are those fellas?
Hey,
hey, all right.
And then,
We're stretching.
A new Margaritaville hotel in Nashville is coming along. That's opening up soon. I saw that.
When's that grand opening?
Why don't we ask the man who knows more about that than I do?
Hickey Larson.
Come on down. Give us some updates on the properties.
The new downtown Margaritaville Hotel in Nashville,
Tennessee. Nashville.
Funny you should ask.
Okay, actually,
the day after I get back from Vegas.
Okay, le jour après retourner de Las Vegas. Okay.
Merci beaucoup. Right? Okay. Yeah. We are doing a soft opening, a little bit of a party. Carlo Cernalia, your buddy Carlo, the concept chef, is opening up the new JWB Grill down there at the hotel.
Yeah.
And then I think they're taking bookings now for the first week of November. So basically, come by late first October, check it out. It's looking amazing.
It's looking good.
When's the Blackhawks game?
Yeah. When's the hard opening?
Stay in Nashville.
The hard opening?
Yeah.
Your language.
What is it called?
There's a soft opening and a hard opening.
Probably the week after the soft.
You've been in France too long. Yeah, you tell where you're going with that. Let's see.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Okay, guys, I think we're going to wrap it up. Was that bad?
Check it out. Margaritaville Hotel, downtown Nashville.
We'll see you at Disneyland.
Hickey will buy you a drink.
We're right next to Disneyland.
That's right.
Can we go on the teacup ride when we're done here? Look.
All right, guys, have a great night.
Thank you.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world.